You're listening to the Tipton Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Tipton Maple Leafs podcast, episode number 249. I'm Chad.
Dale, let's see the hoodie, baby. Let's see it.
The store is closed.
Yeah, I got mine coming, though. It's coming.
The store is closed, but thank you for everyone who did buy merch. We really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy it. It actually is pretty good. It's a cozy sweater. I got a little bit of a cold and a little bit of a chill, but this sweater is keeping me good.
Good to know. I got to tell you something about that after when we're done recording this. But anyway, yeah, here we are, man. Like, episode 249 and coming off a 5-3 win in the Big D last night. Big Dallas, Texas. Stars have only lost there three times. I got this fucking ball wiggling all around here. Didn't expect that when I moved my head, but anyway. Yeah. Big Dallas has only lost three times at home. So to go in there and beat them, impressive. Although I don't think the Leafs played that great a hockey game. More on that later. I'm going to touch on Matthews a little bit. We'll get obviously the top line combination, the third line, but out of the gates, folks, here it is. The moment you've all been waiting for. The prediction has come true. He's back, baby. It's a Christmas miracle. Matt Murray called up by the Toronto Maple Leafs. He gets a shutout last night in his return to the Marlies net. Hildeby is out. The Murdog is in and expected to start on Friday night in Buffalo. Chad, please give me your thoughts on Matt Murray Christmas miracle.
All I can say is when I saw the news, when the news popped up on my phone, I said, holy shit, Dale was right.
Yeah, the wrong goalie, however, the right prediction. But the wrong, yep. I thought it would be the other goalie, not, but hey, man, here we are.
Here we are, Matt Murray. You were like, Matt Murray will make an appearance before Christmas. And then it got dicey. The goaltending was so good. Murray got hurt.
Yep.
I'm like, well, it's over. Yep. All of a sudden, his groin heals up. He shuts, gets a shutout down in the Marlies. And there he is, baby. Matt Murray is back.
Yep. Hail the beast.
Merry Christmas.
Yep, the Hillbillies. It's a Christmas miracle. I can't say anything other. Like, he's just going to slide in there a few days right before Christmas. So just snuck it in at the last second, but it's happening. And I
you
can't
called wait. It in September.
Oh, before the season even started, right?
Yeah.
Training camp. So anyway.
That's awesome.
So excited to see that. What do you think, man? Like, I mean, obviously, we haven't done a podcast since day-to-day became 6 weeks for Anthony Stolarz. Yeah. Has to have a little scope in his knee to remove some, what are there, chestnuts knocking around in there? Christmas chestnuts or pebbles? Okay, pebbles. Christmas pebbles, whatever. Anyway, so quite surprised to hear that, but not really, because, well, it's the Leafs. So day to day becomes a month or a couple months all the time. But what do you think, man? Stolarz having to have surgery, potentially 4 to 6 weeks. Wall, obviously a strong game last night in Dallas. He's going to get the net. The majority of the load, but it looks like he's going to be splitting it with Murdog. Just your overall thoughts on Stolarz, Wall, Murray now into the picture.
Yeah.
A lot of moving, shaking and moving in the net there.
My first thought on anything is that if the Leafs tell you day to day, it's a good month at least. Mm-hmm. That's how it's going to start right there. I was disappointed with Stolarz going out, and now I'm watching the games, like I'm watching the Dallas game, and every time Joseph Wall does like a stretch or a big save, I'm like, Jesus Christ, don't get hurt.
That happened a couple times last night.
There's a couple big saves that I was like, oh my God. But I'm actually not that worried about it, because I think if you can squeeze a little bit out of Matt Murray and you can squeeze some games out of Hildeby.
I don't think that's going to be.
If Murray doesn't make it, because there's a chance Murray might not even make it through the Buffalo game.
Might be a period. We don't know.
We shouldn't jump to conclusions that you're right, because he has to actually play in the game.
Well, he's going to, I think he's going to start. So that'll,
well,
Yeah, well, warm up. You got to get through warm up. You got to get through the morning skate. You got to get through warm up. So you never know what's going to happen.
But if you can squeeze a little bit out of Matt Murray and share the load a little bit, like take some of the load off Joseph Wall, I'm not too worried about it. But what does worry me is when we come playoff time, like one of these guys is going to have to play every other night.
I can't see that happening.
You cannot rotate back and forth.
I think you're going to have to. Or you ride a guy until you can't ride him anymore, and then the other guy goes in. That's what they're going to do. That's okay. What they're going to do. Like, that's what's going to happen. There's no way Stolarz or Wall make it through 16 wins in the spring. Like, there's just no fucking way. Like, not one of them. It's going to take a combination here. And for all I know, it might take Murray playing some fucking games, too.
Are you like, calling that now?
Not.
That we will see Matt Murray in the playoffs?
It's a strong
possibility. Don't say it because you've said the Christmas thing and it came true. So just don't say it.
No, but dude, here's the thing. Here's the plus side with Matt Murray is what if he comes back here? They got a shit ton of fucking hockey games coming up the rest of this month. And well, this month's almost over, but going into January, whatever, like they're playing a lot of hockey here because of the Four Nations face-off. They're cramming it in, right? So like, what if Murray goes in the net and he fucking kills it? Then what are we talking about? Like, are we?
There's no way Matt Murray's going to play better than Joseph Wall and Stolarz have played this year.
You wouldn't think so, but when he's on, when he's got that groin cooking, he doesn't look too shabby back there at times. Two-time Stanley Cup winner, Matt Murray.
When did you become such a big Matt Murray fan? Like, when they made, we can go back, I can get the audio. Oh. When they made this trade, you shit on him up and down. And now all of a sudden, yeah. It's like, we're going to see him by Christmas. What if he gets hot? And last year, before the playoffs started, you made a scenario where he comes out of injury and was going to take the team to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
like, you really believe in this guy.
Yeah. Well, I think it's possible. Like, if he gets hot, his A game is it's good, right? So we'll see. Yeah. You never know.
His injury game is better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course, 100%. But we'll see, man. I don't know. It should be interesting to see how everything plays out in net. But no, like, it's just the whole thing is like Wall's got to stay healthy. And then when Stolarz comes back, same thing. So it's not crazy to think that Murray's still going to be in the picture here somehow, somewhere along the way. Three banged up goalies, man. Who knows? Anyway, so it's going to be great to see Murray back there. Can't wait to see what happens in the back-to-back this weekend. Anything else on the goaltending or just we wish Stolarz all the best, get back as soon as possible. Hopefully Waller can stay healthy. I think, well, you want to talk about his game a bit last night? I thought he fucking killed it.
He was the game last night. It seems to be the Leafs recipe this year, don't you think? I mean, good defense, amazing goaltending, get outshot, win the game. And I'm okay with it. I am okay with it because it's working.
It works until it doesn't, though, right?
Like, yeah, but it's working. Why?
No, I know.
Name broken. Why?
But the goalies can only. Yeah, no, you're right. We just haven't had this. And
well, but is it the goalies are playing unreal, or is it a little bit have to do with the fact that the Leafs defense is so well structured that it's making it easier for the goalies?
Yeah, I think both. I think it's a little bit of both. But he's been good, man. Like, I've been really impressed with Wall when he's come. Like, since he's come back from injury and built his game back up, he's been good. It really sucks. Stolarz playing the best hockey he's ever fucking played in his life. It sucks for him. It's really unfortunate, but hopefully he'll be back, obviously, but hopefully, you know, the only concern I have there with Stolarz, and we'll move on from the goalies here in a second, but like, what if when he comes back, he's just doesn't look the same? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he's going to be missing a month or month and a half here. Like, there's no guarantee that he's going to come right back in and be the same fucking dude he was before the knee thing. Like, that's the only concern for me, and that's very concerned, because then we got Murdoch.
Apparently there's no concern there.
No, there's the concern all over the place, dude.
I'm not worried about that. I think Stolarz is he was off to a career year, but I think he was kind of getting his chance. He was getting his shot, and he's always kind of been a goalie like this. He's just never played this much, and he's fought injuries. My worry is that this injury won't go away.
Oh,
I'm worried they do the scope, they take the pebbles out, he comes back, it's just not feeling right. He's got to take a little more time off. Just not feeling right. Like that's how injuries tend to go.
Yeah.
That worries me more than him finding his game.
He's had a bunch of knee. He's had a bunch of knee injuries. He's had like,
and when you get into doing shit like this, like when you got to go in for it's minor, but when you got to go actually in and do work inside the knee, I don't like that. I don't like that.
It's very minor. Like the,
it's very minor, but is it going to be 100% when he comes back?
I don't know. I think I was listening to some doctor on some show say it's like, I don't even know if he has to be like put out for the surgery. It's like 10, 15 minutes in and out. You're fucking done.
Yeah, it's very minor, but I'm just saying that's the thing that worries me is that he's going to come back and it's going to keep lingering.
Yep. It's concerning for sure.
Yeah.
It just as concerning as you were. Did you already say off the top about Wall that like, watching him in that game last night, you're just thinking, oh God, like some of these cross crease saves, like it's every time you're like, he's not getting up from this one. Like you're just waiting for it, right? You're just waiting for it. But I hope it doesn't happen, man. Like if Waller could, like here's his chance to take the net, really. Like it's going to be hard to, if Wall has a very good next month and a half, while Stolarz is away, like it's going to be real hard to give the net back to Stolarz. Like, he's going to play games, but I mean, like, Stolarz was putting him in a position where, like, he was going to be playing game one of the playoffs. Now, we don't know, right?
Yeah. I actually don't think you can take the net. Like, I don't think he can play that much. It doesn't matter if Stolarz is there. No, Stolarz or Wall. I think even if one of them's hurt, you've still got to manage their load. Like, Matt Murray is going to get in the next, if he stays healthy the next 6 to 8 weeks, he's going to get a lot of games.
100%. You got it. Got it.
None of this just playing the tail end of a back-to-back. No. He's going to play a couple nights a week. Wall's going to play a couple nights a week. Because that's what happened to Stolarz. I think they pushed him a little too hard.
They were coming off that big win in New Jersey where he stood. They had no right to win the game. Stolarz stood on his fucking head on a Tuesday night, whatever. They come home on Thursday to play the Ducks.
Yeah.
They go back with Stolarz where they normally would go to Wall there. They went back with Stolarz.
Because he was so good.
And it happened in the first period of that next hockey game. So I get the concept there, but in retrospect, you want to load manage these guys, make sure nobody gets fucking banged.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think Wall, like, even if he plays lights out right now, I don't think he's taking any net for the whole season. I think he's going to share it with Murray, with Hildeby, with Stolarz, whoever's there. Because after what happened to Stolarz, they're not taking that chance again.
Yeah. No, you're right. Okay. Anyway, anything else on the goaltending?
Just congrats, man. Congrats.
Thanks.
Hey. I got you a Murray jersey for Christmas.
Perfect. Can't wait. Dude, you're right, though. When Dubas made that trade,
instead of a Leaf logo, it's just a picture of Matt Murray.
Yeah, I love that, man. When Dubas made that trade in the summer, I remember us coming on here and doing a podcast just about that. The entire podcast was just about that trade, and I fucking hated it.
You did.
And now he's my boy. He's my guy. Murdoch. But think about how crazy this is. That was a long time ago, and he's still kicking around here.
I know.
Who would have thunk?
Quietly.
Yeah, like who would have thunk that Murdoch? Like this is like. Oh my God, who was this? Was this is like Hutch 2.0?
Michael Hutch.
Remember Hutch? We just couldn't get rid of him. He's like the cat came back the very next day. Just couldn't stay away. Like they tried.
We actually did that. We did that a few years ago. Where remember we said, if we see Hutchison, because he was down in the Marlies, and we were like, if we see Hutchison in net, we are in big trouble. And it was like 3 weeks into the season, Hutch was in net.
He's playing games. Yeah, 100%, man. This is like Hutch 2.0. Man, I wonder where that cat is nowadays. Not in the league. I know that, but I don't know whatever happened to him. Anyway, so yeah, the whole goaltending situation's got me all flustered here. But Christmas miracle, folks, Matt Murray playing against the Sabres. This scares me too, though, the Sabres game, because like they haven't won in like a month, right? Like they cannot win hockey games. So what would be your prediction going into Friday night here? Murdoch in net playing in Buffalo against the literally haven't won a game in a month Buffalo Sabres. What are your thoughts on that? How that puppy plays out?
Well, I mean, after watching that last Buffalo game, if there was ever a team I would like Murray to play against.
Yeah. They can't win. They can't win.
Well, they don't. Like, so, they're just terrible.
I know.
Absolutely. The Leafs had barely even tried in that game and were able to come back and win.
But does this one smell a little different? Like, there could be some trouble ahead here.
You can't do that to your boy.
No, just, I don't mean because of Murray. I mean, maybe they just lay an egg again here, and like they don't take them seriously. Like they have it. Hopefully that's not the case, but because it'll be a bad look all around if they go into Buffalo and lose to the Sabres, like who never win. Let's not go there.
let's keep it positive.
Let's keep it positive. So anyway, I guess so. 5-3 win.
You're right. Hutch is not in the NHL.
No, is he? Did he retire or is he?
Playing no, he's playing else? This year. He's played seven AHL games. Or? He's playing in SM Liga.
Oh, he's overseas. He's in Europe.
Yeah, and yeah, he's played seven games. 271 goals against average. 884 save percentage.
Shout out Hutch. We miss you. We miss you, Hutch. But anyway,
we'll see you soon.
Yeah. Well, hey. Depending on what happens in Pittsburgh's net, Dubas will have him on speed dial. Remember when we used to do the phone things with Hutch and Dubas? Leaving the voicemails and shit.
And hanging up on him.
That was classic. We should bring that back. Yeah, flushing it. Dubas was flushing the voicemails by the end of it. That was fucking good shit, man. Anyway, 5-3 win. Fucking Hutch. 5-3 win over Dallas. Nylander gets two goals, but the absolute shock of the fucking night, folks, is that we have a third line, it looks like, all of a sudden here. Robertson, you get a goal. Domi, you get a goal. Bobby McMahon, you get a goal. It's another Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
It looks like there could be a potential third line in the works here. Is this false advertising? Do you believe in these guys as a line? Or too soon to get excited about this? Or what? Or now we got a third line and let's just roll. Some secondary scoring.
I think it's a little bit of both. I'm excited that this
Domi, two goals in two games. What?
Did you hear that a couple games ago, Tavares got Domi to start wearing the amulet?
What? No, I didn't hear that.
So now Domi's on board with it. And he's got two goals in two games since he started wearing it.
Not bad. And I bet there was a shower in there somewhere along the way with that belt boy.
Well, I don't understand how that goes with the amulet, but yeah.
No. I'm talking just Domi in the shower.
That's right. We did put him in the showers, didn't
separate,
we?
Separate things. But
listen, they got a third line. It scored three goals.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Like, wasn't it nice to not see Holmberg?
Oh, he's been a healthy scratch, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. He deserves to be a healthy scratch. He hasn't done fucking. They've tried Holmberg on every line. He hasn't. Other than that shorthanded goal, which was nice, but he hasn't done anything really. Right? So
yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm not expecting this third line to go on a tear and be the best third line in the league or anything like that. I'm sure Robertson will go back to putting up zeros for a bit. Domi will probably go back to putting up zeros. Bobby McMahon, I don't see that happening with him.
No, but there's another guy who always gets fucking banged up too, right?
I know.
Like he can't stay healthy either. So. I don't know. It's like, for me, I just haven't liked any look on the third line, and I still don't even love this one, but I'm willing to go with it because they're producing. So it looks like there might be something here. So like, let's not fuck with that for now. Leave that alone and whatever. We'll get into the top six here in a second, but
it's like at the end of the night when you're going home from the bar and there's just one girl left, you just enjoy it.
Oh,
enjoy.
Take what you can get.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. You have it. Enjoy it.
Exactly. Like if it's, I take what you can get sometimes. So I'll take it all day from the third line here. But like, okay, Robertson though, specifically, you know, McMahon and Domi aren't going anywhere, but there's still question marks around little Nicky Robertson.
Yeah.
And like,
Always does play good in Dallas against his brother.
The mom and the parents are there. She's got the lease. Hat on and the Stars jersey on, but come on, mom, figure it out there. But
tell me who's your favorite without telling.
Yeah, well, they're in Dallas though, right? So in Toronto, she probably would do the reversal, I bet. But
well, that's a good point.
Anyway, That his brother's been struggling this year too, man. Jason, he's not looking as like good as he's looked before. He just signed a big fucking contract too. But anyway, Robertson, now he's putting the puck in the net. So are we, what? I think he's got what, 3 goals on the year, maybe so far around there, maybe 4, whatever. But like, where are you at with this guy now? Like, you think should you hang on to him and maybe he'll get us 10 to 15? 15, maybe on the high. He scored 15 last year. Well, if he gets hot, like, you never know. Or
what is hot for
Ryan? I don't fucking know. Like, maybe he just scores a goal every like 5 games.
He scores in bunches, but what's hot for him? Four game goal scoring streak? Three? Oh, no.
Like, I just more can just contributing more on a regular basis. Like, I'm not saying pop one in every night, but like, don't go 10 games fucking without one.
But that's how he goes.
Yeah.
That's how his NHL career's gone, is he gives you long stretches with nothing and then he gets really hot and you start to eat crow on everything you said about him. You're like, oh God. Yeah, I was wrong. We got to keep Robertson, and then he'll go completely quiet for 15 games.
So would you still be looking to trade him now? Well, his stock is maybe rising a little bit.
Yeah.
You'd be okay with flipping him now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I think he can score and he gives you a little bit of speed, but if I can get something back that gives me a little more dynamics,
well,
can pop the puck in once in a while.
Okay. I wasn't even looking for a body back, like, because who's someone really going to give up for Robertson? Is it not going to be a draft pick?
You might be able to, if you go to a struggling team that's just trying to shed salary and get younger, you might be able to get back a third line player or a defenseman something like that.
Okay. You're probably Robertson. Right. I've heard a lot of rumors in
look at some of the trades that have happened.
No, you're right. You're right. New York, basically. Yeah, New York's going, fuck it. The Rangers are just going full.
They lost to Nashville, right?
I think so. Yeah, it does not look good in New York. They just signed Shesterkin to the highest goalie contract.
It's not him.
No, it's not him, but one guy can't do it alone, right? So there just seems like there's trouble there. They were my predict. Like, I thought going into this season, they'll be right there in the Eastern Conference Final. On paper,
they look amazing. Like, and they have the best goalie.
Yeah, that's how high I was on the Rangers. Not anymore. Something is off there. Does not smell right for sure. But
that's what she said.
Anyway, with Robertson, like, okay, if you trade him, yeah, maybe. Like, in Philadelphia, I've heard rumblings about Morgan Frost. Mm. Like, either, like, you wouldn't do that. Both guys kind of need a change. He's a good player.
But he's... Yeah, okay. He's a centerman.
He plays a more physical game.
He is a centerman, so Robertson's not.
Andy's son.
And he's Andy Frost's son, so there's a positive. Yeah, maybe you could do that, something where it's a change of scenery for a couple guys. Yeah, as long as you're getting someone back that's a little different.
Or do what
Dubas did, but opposite. When he traded Marchman for Malgin, try to trade Robertson for a Marchman.
No kidding. That is ridiculous, that fucking trade.
But that's what he did, right? He was looking for fast and skilled and goal scoring, and he got rid of Marchman. Maybe there's a team around that you can try and steal a player like that who's looking for a speedy winger.
What? Okay, for sure. If it was a draft pick coming back, what do you think they could get? What do you think they could get a pick? Could they get a third?
Third highest.
Okay. So maybe you do that and you take that and turn it into something bigger at the deadline.
Yeah, you could do that.
Because, like, you know, Morgan Frost I'm just using Frost. It's like, he's just the guy that came to mind that, like, I'm thinking of guys that, like, change the scenery type thing. Robertson for Frost, I wouldn't hate that deal. I'd probably do it, actually. But take a third round pick and use that with something else at the deadline to bring in someone that you really like or you really want.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see. I think for now I would wait it out. See what Robertson's going to give you for the next little bit.
Yeah, that's fair.
And watch teams tank. As the standings grow farther apart, you got more teams getting ready to blow things up. And he's a good target for teams. Honestly, like, if you are a team at the bottom of the standings, like, look at Nashville. And you got a bunch of old players and you're at the bottom of the standings. Maybe you part with one and you take back a Nick Robertson. You get a little younger, a little faster.
100%. Okay, so last thing I got tonight, Chad, is talk about, like, I have a few negative things to say about one particular player, but anyway, the top...
Are you talking about the top line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Nylander scores two goals, McMahon, Robertson, Domi got the other in Dallas, but I don't know, like, Matthews, Marner, Nylander together, I don't love it. I just think that they should be separated, those guys. But in particular, hate to do this, but I feel like I have to. Auston Matthews, man, I don't know what the right call is here, but, like, I thought he... Did you watch that full game last night?
Yeah.
That Dallas first goal where he just let his fucking man go right to the net without... But that's not Auston Matthews. He just let the guy blow right past him, go right to the fucking net, and he did. Auston Matthews didn't do anything to try to even fucking stop him. He's clearly still fucking hurt. He's not 100%. We all know that. So I don't want to go nuts on the guy. But do you not think we can't win this? We can't win in the playoffs if this is what we get. Can't do it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And was it the game before? I can't remember if it was the game before.
Yeah, he made a similar play at the blue line where he fucking bobbled the puck.
And they scored in the last minute.
When they were playing Detroit, I think. Yes. And they came back and, he made a horrendous fucking play.
Yeah. And on the flip side, the empty netter last night, I thought JT was, like, killing it, doing what you would expect a captain to do to be like, all right, we are winning this fucking
game. He went all out to get that puck to Nylander.
Exactly. Like, and Matthews just isn't giving it like that.
No, he's not. Is that because he takes
the C away from the wrong?
No, but is the reason why he's not playing like that because he physically can't, or he's just like something is wrong mentally where he doesn't want to like get hurt, like more hurt. There's something wrong there. And the only thing, all I know is this, I don't know what the right thing to do is or whatever, but if this continues all season, I know he wants to play for his country and the Four Nations thing and all that. I understand it. But if we get this Auston Matthews come the spring, we're fucked. Plain and fucking simple, fucked. So do you not shut this guy down at some point here? Like, what, they've proven that they can win games without him. Do you not go to him over the Christmas break and say, look, do you want to fucking... do what you need to do. Go back to Germany for fucking 2 weeks. Take the month of fucking January and get things fucking right so that you come back, you play in the Four Nations, and hopefully you can ride momentum out of that into down the home stretch and into the playoffs. Like, if he keeps playing and this is what he's going to look like, you might as well take him out. You might as well take him out and get him right.
But that's
am I off here?
No, but that's assuming that the reason he's playing like this is because he's hurt.
What do you think it is?
I would assume it has to be because he's hurt.
Chad, he looks
This isn't how he's ever played here.
He doesn't even look close to how this guy normally looks. Not even close, dude. So
if you're gonna keep him in, that's what I don't like about the whole Marner, Nylander, Matthews. Like, if Matthews can't really play physical and can't really get in there because he's not feeling 100%, don't give him those two wingers. Like, insulate him a little bit. How many hits do you think William Nylander has this season?
Two. Yeah. They were talking about it the other night.
Two.
Yeah, two.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
No, that's, I know, but I'm just saying, like, he needs... Like, if Matthews isn't...
That's not
feeling
his game, though. That's not his
it's
game.
It's not his game, but if Matthews isn't feeling it, you need someone there who's going to insulate him a little bit and take that pressure off him that he doesn't need to go in and bang. And because obviously he doesn't want to do it. He's not trying to do it.
I don't know. What would you do?
I would either insulate him. I don't know. Without knowing if he's playing at 85%, I'd keep him in.
He's
if
clearly
he's really nagging.
He's not 100%. He's not 100%. I don't know where he is.
Do you think
at.
He's just hanging on for the Four Nations face-off?
It kind of seems that way, but that's why I'm saying, like, have a real conversation with him over the Christmas break here. And like, I'm not saying do this tomorrow, whatever, like have the 3 days off or even longer, I think maybe 4 days off next week or whatever. So like, have a conversation with him over and the medical staff, whatever, and figure out what the fuck is going on here and fix it. Like, that's all I fucking care about, because like, if it takes him being out for all of January, the Leafs can still hold their position. They can play fine without their top guys in the lineup, or if they're missing a couple of them or one of them. So I would do that. Month of January off, try to get this fucking figured out, come back for Four Nations, and down the stretch, away we go into the playoffs. But if they don't do that, and I have no like information, I don't know what they're going to do, but want to talk about concerning, dude. If he looks like this game one of the playoffs, we're fucked. Like, it's plain and simple. Like, the Leafs cannot go on a run in the spring if this is how he's going to look. Plain and simple. Is it right?
Yeah, no, you're bang on. Bang on.
Last thoughts to you, brother, and we can wind it up there.
I think you said it perfectly. That's all I got on that.
I just want him right for the playoffs. I just want him right for the playoffs because I don't think I'm hoping for a long. I want to go on a run this fucking year. I want to go on a run, and I just don't see it happening if he looks like that. Very concerning.
Yeah, it is concerning. I think more than anything, it's the fact that, like, you know, you go to Germany for 2 weeks, you get the surgery or whatever the hell he had done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, nothing's really changed. You no. look the same as you did before you took the huge break. So yeah. I'm with you. If you need more time, take more time. Like, fuck the Four Nations face off. That's kind of what I hate about having these tournaments in the middle of the year, is guys will like glue themselves together because they don't want to be taken off the team and not play in that tournament.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's something for another day we can really get into.
Yep.
Anything else?
Yep. No, that's it, dude.
All right. Well, listen, for the Tippett Maple Leaf podcast, once again, I just want to thank everybody who bought merch. You know, you can show it off around Christmas time, talk about the tipping with all the ladies at the bar. They'll love it. And you can follow us on social media at the Tippett Maple Leaf podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you're on YouTube, hit like, hit subscribe, and hit the bell so you get notified every time Dale posts a video. You can also follow us on TikTok at Tippett Podcast. Tipping Podcasting. You can email us thetippingpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we will.
Back to back on the weekend, folks. In Buffalo on Friday to play the Sabres. And the New York Islanders roll in on Saturday night to the Scotiabank Arena. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a Christmas miracle. Matt Murray in net against the Sabres on Friday. Can't wait to see it. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Catch you later. You're listening to the Tippin' Maple Leafs podcast with your host, Chad and Dale.